This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Buffalo Trace Distillery, a National Historic Landmark in Frankfort, welcomes thousands of visitors to its campus every year. In addition to the rolling hills, brick and limestone warehouses, and iconic water tower, tourists get to interact with some of the people dedicated to the production of Kentucky's signature spirit. In this edition of Kentucky Adventures, 91.3 WUKY's Alan Lytle introduces us to a man who uses his broad knowledge and family history to create the ultimate bourbon experience.
Colonel Taylor, George T. Stagg, Pappy Van Winkle, Albert B. Blanton, Elmer T. Lee, all names synonymous with these hallowed grounds. And this man makes sure you know about them all.
I do have bourbon in my blood.
Hey, Sydney, how you doing? Take care of him, Carol. All right.
Are you like the mayor around here?
Kentucky native Freddie Johnson was born in where else but Bourbon County. He serves as an unofficial brand ambassador of sorts, and he's a third-generation employee at Buffalo Trace. His grandfather worked alongside Colonel Blanton. His dad, Jimmy, was a friend and co-worker of Elmer T. Lee. So who better to give me a guided tour of this massive operation?
Right now we're sitting on a little over 400 acres of land. But the way it sits back in here, you'd never know it. They deliberately go about trying to make everything blend in. So if you notice all the buildings and stuff, the design, even the new distribution center, designed just like the old warehouses. So everything kind of like fits together.
Sprinkled in amongst his artful explanations and demonstrations of how bourbon is distilled, barreled, and bottled, this master storyteller throws in more than a pinch of history.
The distillery itself goes back to the 1700s. It is the original trace or trail of the buffalo through Kentucky. They swam across the river right behind this distillery. They would walk four or five abreast of each other, and they cleared out pathways that were 75 to 100 feet wide.
Hence the name Buffalo Trace. But Johnson is quick to point out the bourbon business has seen its share of ups and downs, and the current boom is a more recent phenomenon.
We found an old postcard, and at one point, the security guard was the tour guide. And he had his uniform and stuff on, and he would walk you around a little bit, but very limited exposure to the inner workings of filling the bottles with whiskey, but you got a chance to at least walk around and see some of this stuff.
Good morning. Right here for tour? Do you have the two on you?
Now a steady stream of visitors line up almost every day for what's billed as a bourbon experience.
So they get a chance to actually interact with the folks on the line, chat with them a little bit, and what happens is you get an emotional connection. So they begin to realize these are folks just like me. I see the whiskey going into the barrel. I see how it's being aged. I see the people that actually handle it.
As we cover but a fraction of the sprawling campus, sometimes on foot, sometimes in a golf cart, Freddie tells me more about his life story, how his career path took him to New York to work for AT&T, the bittersweet day he came back to Frankfort to take care of his ailing father and brother, and how that decision led to his return to Buffalo Trace. We suddenly stop in front of a tiny warehouse that holds one, and only one, special barrel.
That is the 6 millionth barrel to have come through this distillery since Prohibition. The honor that my family has, my dad at 94 years old, had become the only living person to personally handle every millionth barrel that's ever come through this little building since Prohibition.
Freddie thanks God that his dad lived long enough to mark that milestone, and he promises to carry on the family tradition when the next millionth barrel is filled sometime next year. As our journey together nears its end, Freddie reminds me of two universal truths. Courtesy costs nothing but counts for everything, and you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
We want everybody to know that we're glad you came to Buffalo Trace. We know that you could have gone somewhere else, but the objective for us is that while you are here, let's talk about what we're doing and let's share things with each other, and let's see if we can make you feel good about the time you spent.
Oh, I know I have.
Public relations and events manager Amy Preske says Freddie Johnson is the heart and soul of Buffalo Trace.
You cannot replace Freddy. I mean, you can go on any Yelp review or TripAdvisor and everyone says, ask for Freddy, ask for Freddy, ask for Freddy. Yesterday I saw a hashtag on a Google review that said, hashtag ask for Freddy.
And I got him.
You did.
And if you're fortunate enough to land a tour with Freddy, it's a Kentucky adventure you won't soon forget. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Alan Lytle.